Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The question is not, was this the worst Democrat debate of the 2020 election year? The question is, why was this the worst debate of the primary season? There's no doubt that this was the worst debate. How come? Because NBC News and the moderators Lester Holt and Chuck Todd kept interrupting the candidates, not allowing them to answer the questions. Constant interruptions from the moderators meant that the candidates did not have a fair opportunity to answer all the questions without being cut off before they finished all their answers. Bernie Sanders began the debate by attacking Michael Bloomberg for his stop-and-frisk support. Elizabeth Warren was embarrassing from the very start by raising her hand like a little schoolgirl looking for attention. Yes, it was embarrassing. Michael Bloomberg made it clear that Bernie Sanders cannot be Donald Trump. Elizabeth Warren attacked Bloomberg as being sexist and racist. Klobuchar continued the attack on Bloomberg. The problem was that the moderators did not give Bloomberg a fair opportunity to respond to the many attacks on him. Now, eventually, Bloomberg got the chance to say that he's the one who can take on Donald Trump. The healthcare issue was at center stage for the first part of the debate. Bernie Sanders blamed the healthcare industry for problems when it comes to access to healthcare. Sanders made a point of reaffirming that healthcare is a human right. Joe Biden made it clear that he believed the communities that had been most impacted by global warming have been the minority communities. So many more issues were approached and then abandoned due to the interruptions. Now here's the bottom line. Michael Bloomberg needed to hit a grand slam home run to advance in the race. Did he hit it out of the park? The answer is no, he did not. He did not respond to a number of attacks on him personally, nor his policies. How could he not have responded to attacks on him regarding comments he's alleged to have made on women, minorities, and more? Bernie Sanders defended his concept of democratic socialism and reframed what he said were misconceptions of his philosophy. Sanders emphasized his belief that workers should sit on corporate boards. Again, part of his socialist philosophy. Klobuchar said that dreamers are our future. Does anyone really believe that? And Buttigieg criticized the idea that English should be considered our national language. The philosophies and points of view expressed on the debate stage in Las Vegas only pointed out that the candidates running for the Democrat nomination are representing a far left-wing vision. Their views do not place America as the primary focus. In their views, the United States is the problem and should be forced to correct our ways in order to make things better for Americans and illegal aliens. They focus on racial and sexual disparities. They did not at any point focus on uniting America. The politics of division is what they offered to the American public and little more. If the Democrats of 2020 believe that the politics of division is a means to unite the citizens of this country, they are very mistaken. Donald Trump has had success because he has appealed to the citizens of this country as one, as a unified force. He has appealed to Americans by their identity as Americans. Democrats have distanced themselves from this concept and do not have a formula to unite this nation. The leaders won't change their direction until the electorate, who call themselves Democrats, demand a change in their political direction. Until that time, the Democrat Party will not be a force to be taken seriously. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.